Welcome back to another episode of Fantasy End Zone. I'm your host, Jake. You can follow me on X, Twitter, whatever you still call it, LouisLewis5. That's LEWYLEWIS and the number 5. And as always, my co-host, Bill. How's it going today, Bill?
It's going well. Just watching a little football.
Well, I mean, are you watching or are you just
tracking it, but evidently JSN took the night off.
Yeah, except for one carry, 2 yards. And if you didn't know, we are recording at halftime of the Thursday night football game of Seattle and Cardinals. It is currently Seattle 14, Cardinals 3. Well, since you haven't really watched game, I mean, you're box score watching, it sounds like, and
play-by-play.
It's not been pretty, I can tell you that. Like,
seems a very messy, choppy game.
Yeah, and we're looking, you know, like you mentioned, JSN hasn't even had a target in the first half, and that's a big issue in my eyes. Like, he's almost had 3 back-to-back weeks of 100 yards, and he has 0 targets in the first half.
Against a bad pass D.
Yeah, and Elijah Arroyo has 3 targets. That's the most that anyone's got, but still. And then Marvin Harrison, he can't catch a goddamn ball.
I wonder if Arizona's going to get to the point, like, maybe the Kyler Murray experiment is done. Like, maybe we should trick him.
If you didn't see the game, the first pick I didn't see because I was trying to put my little one down for bedtime. But the second one, Ray and Marvin Harrison's chest, bobble, 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 gets hit, picked.
Maybe it's all the muscles.
I don't know what to do. He's got 5 targets, 1 catch, 8 yards in the first half, like a couple drops. It's like you're a number 4 overall draft pick. Your dad's going to be disowning you and taking away your name. College.
That's the weird thing. Like
he was like the most, one of the most sought after prospects coming out of Ohio State. Hopefully Jeremiah Smith in a couple years is not something like this. I don't think he will because he looks like a Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson type style player already in college football right now. But nonetheless, like
it's sad
3 Cardinals fans. And then, you know, Trey Benson, obviously he's getting the start tonight with James Conner out for the season with an ankle injury. He's got 3 catches, 6 yards and 23 on the ground. Not much. But the team hasn't really looked that good anyways in this first half.
No.
Neither team. I mean, Ken Walker's looked actually pretty well. He's running the ball, 8 rushes, 46 yards. He's rushing the ball pretty damn good, actually.
I'm wondering if Charbonnet's still kind of hurt.
He has 8 touches as well, 24 yards, but he's got the goal line touchdown. So, I mean, he's getting a lot of workload, it looks like, but nonetheless. But anyways, thanks for joining our show tonight, or today, I guess. Giving you starts and sits of the week. We'll talk a little bit about injuries also. Our 4-leg touchdown, anytime touchdown parlay, and doing our picks of the week. You ready, Bill?
I'm ready.
Let's get into it. Let's get fantasy. We'll start with injuries. On Sunday, Jaden Daniels, his knee sprain is still up in limbo. Truthfully, I might just sit him another week. Like we talked about last week, why risk it?
A long season.
Yeah, it's a long season. Why risk it? Mariota actually looked really well on Sunday as well. So, and you got the win. Might as well rest up and take care of your body. But his partner on the team, Terry McLaurin, it does not sound like he needs any surgery on his quad, but I highly doubt he's playing this week as well.
I'm on a dynasty team. He's on my bench right now. I'm not risking it.
Yeah, I made the bad mistake of picking him in a redraft league, and I don't know what to even do with him at this point. And then on the same team, Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt hits the injury report with the knee injury.
It's all that.
I mean, I still wouldn't play him anyways because I don't know the split there. You know, everyone thought, Bill was going to be the starter, but little did we know Chris Rodriguez gets like the first five carries in the late or in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just a big mess. It's a three-headed monster that you don't even want to deal with because even Jeremy McNichols is there. Okay. Mike Evans, he's going to be missing time with a hamstring injury. I mean, he does every year, so it's nothing new. We're just wondering how it's going to be. But with him going out, it's been reported that Chris Godwin has been practicing and should be closer to returning, if not this week.
They need someone.
Yeah. If it's not him, it's going to be Sterling Shepard. Sterling Shepard. I think if Chris Godwin does not play, it's going to be Mbuka, obviously, as their number one guy. Mm-hmm. Do not doubt Tez Johnson. Watch him play a lot and get relatively good fantasy production as well. Najee Harris, he's out for the season again with a torn Achilles.
He was blind anyways from whatever he did in the preseason.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, but he's injured. He's out for the season.
Yeah,
Tyrone Tracy out 2 to 4 weeks. So Cam Scadaboo? Is it his time? We'll see. Trying to look in. Neighbors popped up on the injury report.
I think that's just maintenance. This...
Yeah. I mean, when Russell Wilson throws you hospital balls. But, hey, Jackson Dart, baby, he's starting this week.
It'll be fun to see.
He's starting a little bit earlier than I
would
hope and project for him. But it's a long season. Maybe he could save the Giants coach's jobs, just like Daniel Jones is now saving Indianapolis Colts jobs.
Well, he didn't save Richardson's job.
No, Richardson's job. Gone. No, he's got to be gone. Brock Purdy or Mac Jones, either one. It sounds like both of them are injured currently. But I think Brock Purdy will be playing.
I think Purdy's going to play.
Yeah, and then at wide receiver in that same game, Juwan Jennings and Ricky Pearsall, they're both on. So it'll be interesting to see that as well. Xavier Worthy return, but he's been limited all week as well. And then
see a full load with him this week.
The last one, I think CeeDee Lamb, obviously, he's going to be missing this coming up week and get reevaluated. That's terrible news for him, but good for us because we're Packer fans.
Who knew he wasn't a running back?
Yeah. Way to go. Mike McCarthy would have called that play.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, he might be the Badgers coach soon.
Yeah, that is true. We did see reports or pictures looming the internet.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if Justin Fields plays this week, but sounds like he's been passing the concussion protocol. So it'll be interesting to see that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that is your injury report coming into this week. Remember, this coming week, we do have an overseas game. So make sure you check your lineup.
Been burned by that a few times.
Yeah, 8:30 Central, that's the Vikings and Pittsburgh game. And then also, we have two Monday night games again. I don't know why they keep on doing this to us. It just make us stay up later and later. I don't know. Some of us have to get up at 3 o'clock for work, like myself. But nonetheless, before we get our starts and sits of the week, though, let's hear a word from the Podfather.
Pour one out for an incredible best ball season. It was a breakout 2025 for Fast Draft, but now The NFL action has started. That means it's DFS season. That's right. You might think, oh, wow, DFS, I can't win DFS. Oh, but you can on Fast Draft. You just pick any six guys and you put them in a handful of booster spots. There's no salary rubric you have to follow. You're not going up against thousands of killer bots in these tournaments. Oh, no, 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 no. These are regular people grabbing their six favorite plays of the week, and that's all you have to do. And we post the ownership so that you can choose how much chalk you want. There is no drafting. It's called the Quick Six Super Slam. The Quick Six Super Slam is the signature DFS contest at Fast Draft. It is changing DFS. We are making DFS great again. So go to fastdraft.app and use your host promo code for a $50 deposit match. And let's go start drafting faster.
Yeah, go ahead and use promo code, our promo code, Lewis, L-E-W-I-S, for Fast Draft. Dollar for dollar match up to $50 on your first deposit. And as every week, we do submit our own so you can compete against Bill and myself. For our team this week, I went Jordan Mason as the number one guy against Pittsburgh. I really like that matchup for myself, or in general for Jordan Mason, and it's overseas. So Aaron Rodgers is not going to be awake for that game. So they might just run the ball out. True. Also, I went Puka Nacua for myself. He's been red hot. Got to keep feeding him. And Omarion Hampton were my three. You know, do you remember your three?
I got Nico, because if there was ever a week for him to finally break out, it's probably this week. Someone's got to win that game. So if Nico doesn't break out this week, I'm probably getting a little concerned.
Yeah,
what's going on in Houston? I think Matthew Golden, this might be finally the true breakout game. He had that catch last week where I don't know why he didn't turn it upfield and said he went out of bounds. There wasn't anyone around him for like 5 yards. He could have took it to the end zone, no problem. But he said momentum took him out. But Dallas D, I'll play Golden this week.
Definitely.
And then Ardunze for the Bears, unfortunately. He's looking good. Like the true one. And I think the Bears might start thinking about trading DJ Moore, because he's almost been phased out.
I mean, I've been saying
they called the touchdown last week.
Yeah, he did. He caught his first one compared to Roman Dunze, caught his fourth of the year. So it's
and Luther Burden looked good last week.
Burden. I mean, I could definitely see it, and I've been preaching it. Do not be shocked if he goes to New York Jets for Breece Hall or something in that liking. Yeah. Just because, even then, DeAndre Swift has been banged up, and the run game has not looked solid for the Bears, in my opinion. No,
it's been
iffy. But their pass game can be electric, but still.
Yeah. Playing the Raiders this week, he should have another good week.
Yeah, definitely. All right, let's get on to our starts of the week. Again, these are mid-level guys. You know, if you're having to choose between a couple guys, we're going to lean certain ways for these guys. You know, we can't sit here and say Ja'Marr Chase and Puka Nacua. Those are boring. Those are going to be given. So these are middle-tier players. Bill, you want to go first?
Yeah.
All yours.
This week, I would go right back to Caleb Williams this week. He's got the hot hand. It's another good matchup against the Raiders. I would play Caleb again at QB. Running back, I think this is Henderson's week finally for the Pats. After everyone else fumbled last week, and they finally were like, well, you get the ball, and then this week he's getting the reps with the firsts, playing Carolina's run D, which is not great. I think we might actually get to see what like a full load might look like for Henderson. Wide receiver, back to Golden. Dallas D, I think this is the week he breaks out finally. Every week he's gotten a little better. And I think this is the week where he gets that bomb, and he looks pretty good. And for tight end, I think Otten for Tampa Bay, because they don't have anyone else at this point. It's like Mbuka, and I mean, the only other guy you probably trust would be him. A little bit Sterling Shepard, but he's running out of options to throw to.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, Caleb Williams, I mean, hell, he looked great last week against
Cowboys. Yeah.
But
as a Packer fan, yeah.
he looked good. He looked like he was in control of that offense. I mean, it was against the Cowboys, but nonetheless. And then, yeah, freaking Travion Henderson. Who knows what he could be as long as Ramondre's taking the back seat now.
I think actually if this week as a whole, you're going to start seeing the rookies starting to come out. Like Genty, I think, might have a decent week against the Bears. Amari, he's the only guy there now. Henderson looks like he's getting starts. So
Matthew Golden for yourself.
This might be the rookie breakout week.
Yeah, definitely. I think I really like him. Kate Otten, though, who knows?
I picked him because I was just like, I don't know who else he has left for targets at this point.
Definitely.
So why not Cade? Someone he knows.
Yeah, unless if, you know, and Chris Olave is somehow starting. I don't know if he is or playing. I don't know. I know he's been limited, but still.
Tight end's been a tough ride this year.
Yeah, you could literally put anyone out there and you're only going to be like 1 or 2 points behind, but it might be like 12 players difference, you know, in that 1 or 2 points. But yeah, definitely. For my starts of this week, I was going to stream Geno Smith against the Bears, but I got to stick with Jordan Love against Cowboys. Come on, like in the last 3 weeks against the opponent's quarterback against the Cowboys. Week one, Hurts, he didn't really throw that much. He only had 152 yards, but he did run 62 yards and 2 touchdowns. Week two, Giants, Russell Wilson throws for a career high 450 yards and 3 touchdowns. Last week, Caleb Williams threw for almost 300 yards and 4 touchdowns. I think Love will prove that he made a mistake last week throwing the interception. He's going to shine and prove why the Green Bay team is so good on Sunday Night Football. So make the right decision and play him. Running back, you got to wake up early for this one, but Jordan Mason against Pittsburgh. Mason last week as a clear-cut starter for the Vikings, 16 carries, 112 yards, 2 touchdowns. What better can you get? And we've seen last year when he played for Christian McCaffrey, he dominated the league. He was leading the league in rushing yards, and he could easily do it this week as well against a Steelers team that's gave up a ton of points to the to the running back position. Breece Hall finished as RB10. Ken Walker, RB9. Last week was Henderson, but that's because no one is a three-headed monster, but he finished RB35 while only playing 40% of snaps. Nonetheless, run wild with Jordan Mason. My wide receiver, Chris Olave versus the Bills. Olave is leading the league in targets. Granted, they might not be all catchable targets, but 37 targets. Last week, he had 14 targets, caught 10 of them. This week against the Bills, they're going to be a negative game script. So what are they going to do? They're going to throw the crap out of the ball. So a lot of those targets will go to Chris Olave. I see another double-digit target day, which would make it 4 straight every single week, over 10-plus targets every game. Play the volume getter this week. And for my tight end, Hunter Henry versus the Panthers. Hunter Henry has been pretty much the most consistent Patriot receiver this year.
Yeah.
Just last week, he had 11 targets, 8 catches, 90 yards, 2 touchdowns, and he finished as tight end 1. Again, you already mentioned it. Picking a tight end's hard, but the Panthers have given up quite a bit to the tight end position. Brenton Strange led the team in week one with 59 receiving yards. Trey McBride, 78 receiving yards, led the team again. Kyle Pitts didn't really play much due to the blowout, but he still had 39 and like 4 or 5 catches. End of the day, Hunter Henry and Drake May have a connection. So I would start Hunter Henry this week, and he's always there for boom or bust, and I'm taking the upside this week. What do you think, Bill?
I like those picks. I like those picks.
I felt like I stayed safe and played the course. All right, let's get into your sits of the week now.
Sits for the week at quarterback. I'm sitting T-Law this week against the Niners. Tough D. I don't know what's going on with him and Brian Thomas and why they can't get on the same page. So I would sit T-Law. I don't have much faith in him in this week. And then back to that New England game, I would sit maybe Stephon Diggs because I don't know what's going on with the receiving corps outside of Henry. Like, Diggs is out there, but he's just not getting the ball, and I don't know what they're doing. And Carolina's pass D's actually been good. Mm-hmm. The run D, not so good. Pass D's, fairly decent. So I'd sit Diggs. I'm sitting Scataboo this week. I'm not sold. It's the Chargers run D. We don't really know what that breakup looks like with Scataboo. Like, is he the main guy? Is it still split? I don't know. I don't know if this is the week to find out against the Chargers.
Right.
And then tight end. I picked Johnson for the Saints for the simple fact I worry that this game gets out of hand on both sides, and both sides just start sitting guys in the second half, and the second half looks like a college game.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, Kamara got sat pretty early last week, I think.
Yeah. I mean,
if it's like 35-3 at half or some just ungodly number.
Yeah, definitely. Cam Scaboo, I think, will get a lot of touches in the receiving game, so he might be for maybe PPR. I mean, he did have 8 catches last week. he's a Christian McCaffrey of the Giants.
But we have Dart now, too, so we don't know what that's
going to
look like know. Either. There's a
Is
lot
he
going
to check it down being, you know,
fresh? Dart that's going to run it.
That's what I'm afraid of, definitely. For my sits of the week, I took Jake Browning at quarterback. I know a lot of people probably weren't going to consider him, but a lot of people had to do pivots from a couple weeks ago with Joe Burrow. So I'm going to just mention, I'd probably sit Jake Browning against the Denver defense. Yeah. It's one of the top defenses in the league. And I think he struggles again. I mean, keep Ja'Marr Chase in your lineup, but might consider somebody else for T. Higgins this week as well. But I'm having him sit running back David Montgomery against the Cleveland Browns. Yes, Montgomery just ran wild. I advised one of my buddies to sit him last week, but I didn't see a 72-yard run from David Montgomery, and he doesn't get passing volume like because that's all Jahmyr Gibbs. And also, the Browns' defense, run defense, is underrated, in my opinion. Like, this year, they face Chase Brown, held him to 43 yards rushing. Derrick Henry, 11 carries, 23 yards. Josh Jacobs, 15 carries, 30 yards. Do I have to say more? So I don't see if he's not going to help out in the passing game. What more is he going to do for you? So I'm sitting David Montgomery this week. Wide receiver, Devontae Smith versus Buccaneers. Buccaneers have given up a decent amount against the alpha receiver, but not like a bare minimum against wide receiver twos on the opponent's team. We all know Smith is not the alpha in Philly. It's A.J. Brown reading a book over on the sidelines, and I would much rather see and play A.J. Brown over Devontae Smith. So I'm sitting Smith this week. It might be a shootout, but I don't see it being that. I think Philly is going to run the ball more, control the pace of the game, and get Barkley more involved this week. At tight end, Mark Andrews versus the Chiefs. I am now a believer Mark Andrews is cooked for the rest of his career. He's on his last leg so far this season. Week one, 1 catch, 5 yards. Week two, 1 catch, 2 yards. Last week, he did finish with 6 catches, 91 yards, and 2 touchdowns. One of those was a 27-yard garbage time touchdown. But look at the Chiefs. They've only given up 95 total yards against the run or the tight end position this season. And 33 of those 95 yards came in one play against Tyler Conklin. Out of all the other tight ends that they face, I mean, you're looking at 62 yards in 3 weeks. That's not high numbers. I mean, that sounds like another one catch, 5 yards week for Andrews. Day. And I think Isaiah Likely comes in. I think he's been hurt most of the season as well. Mm-hmm. So look for him to establish himself. But those are our sits and starts of the week. You got anything to add to those?
No. I feel pretty good about them. I just worry about starting anybody in that Buffalo. Like, if you got your studs on Buffalo, you're starting them. But I'm like, I wouldn't be surprised if, like, mid-third quarter, they start getting pulled. Yeah. So you better hope they get their points in the first half.
Because I'm wondering what Saints are going to do, though, overall with the quarterback position. I could see
him trying a different quarterback in the second half.
That's what I was going to suggest. Like, almost like your first or second preseason game, if you're getting blown out by a ton, Spencer Rattler, you're going to take the bench, and we're going to put Tyler Shuck in, see what he's got from. You know, he did play a little bit of the game last week, but nonetheless. Let's get into our four-leg anytime touchdown. Who you got this week?
I got Nico because I think this is the week he breaks through, and it's going to be a 0-3 versus an 0-3 game, and I think both teams are just going to let loose. Someone's got to win.
Yeah.
So I think Nico's going to break out, and then Jacobs, I think I said for against Dallas, I think he gets back on track and gets his rushing TD this week.
Yep, he'll get his rushing TD for sure.
Yeah.
For mine, I got Jameson Williams. I think he's just going to make some big play, either end around or a deep bomb. He's always the big boom player. Mm-hmm. And Tet McMillan, I think Bryce Young has to find out that Tet McMillan is his guy, and he's going to target him a lot in the red zone. So those are our anytime touchdowns. We put 10 on it. 227 in return. Let's get this. Bad. No, not at all. And our final segment, let's do our picks. Bill.
How did I do last week?
Well, let me just slip that up. You were 9-7. I was 11-5.
It's like a playoff record, 9-7.
Your overall is 27-21. I am 35-13.
I gotta let you have a good first start, and then I'll catch up.
All right, I'll go first this week. All right. Seattle Cardinals. I already had Seattle.
Yep.
And that's why I texted you, because it is.
Yeah, it's Seattle.
It was supposed to be a decent matchup, but yeah. Got in the Vikings Steelers. I have Steelers this week.
I have Vikings.
Okay. Commanders and Falcons. I took Commanders this week.
I have Atlanta.
You just have because Atlanta.
I don't know what Washington's doing this week at QB. And they're in Atlanta. I think Atlanta might get right this week.
Yeah, I think
it's a tough game to pick.
Michael Penix can actually play because I have him in a couple of my leagues, but nonetheless, we'll see what he's made of.
Maybe they just give Bijan the ball like 20 plus times and just
right. Saints versus Bills. I got the Bills.
Bills.
Browns versus Lions. I got the Lions.
Lions.
Panthers versus Patriots. I have the Patriots.
I got the Patriots. My heart wants to say the Carolina, but I'm going Patriots.
Chargers versus Giants. I got Chargers.
Chargers.
Eagles versus your second favorite team, Buccaneers. I got Eagles.
I got Tampa. You know I do.
I just thought maybe
I'm not you'd going pick against Baker.
I that is your boy. I just figured you'd switch over just because he doesn't have that much throwing power too.
It's Baker. He'll find a way.
Titans versus Texans. I got Texans.
That's who I have. Just I think they have a little more firepower.
And it's at home. I'm hoping CJ Stroud has to get it right. Like, he's been looking like shit.
If Texas loses this one, I'd be in full panic mode.
I still don't know why they traded their offensive lineman. Was it Laramie Tunsil? I don't understand that in the offseason for like a third round pick. Colts versus Rams. I got Rams.
I got Rams. I think the magic is over for this week.
Yep. Jaguars versus 49ers. I got 49ers.
That's who I have. Just better defense. I don't trust T-Law.
Yeah, I just figured it'd be a better team overall. Ravens versus KC. I got Ravens.
I got KC because I'm not betting against Patrick Mahomes.
Man, like we talked pre-show, one of these two teams are going to be 1-3 by the end of this week.
Like it's... I said, if I'm the Ravens and I'm 1-3, I don't feel as bad because the rest of my schedule isn't that bad.
Yeah,
KC but... probably needs it more than Baltimore does.
Well, you got to figure KC still has to face the Chargers at least one more time. Raiders twice. Who else is in that division off the top of my head? I keep on.
I mean, if KC can be 3-3 and then get Rice back, I think they're making the playoffs.
Yeah, I could see that. All right, Bears and Raiders. I got Bears.
Same here. I hate saying it, but yeah, I got the Bears.
Jets and Dolphins. I took Dolphins at home on this one.
Oh, man, I got to take the Jets. I can't pick the Dolphins. I just can't.
I just feel like maybe this is a big week for Tua because I was going to say stream him as well this week, but I think they're just going to pass the crap out of the ball. Packers and Cowboys. I got Packers.
Packers.
And last but not least, oh, wait a minute. There is another Monday night game, isn't there?
There's two this week.
Yeah. Bengals and Broncos. I took Broncos.
Broncos.
Let's see, do I have.
Since he might be looking for a QB after this week.
You think so, huh?
I think so.
Oh, the Jets and Dolphins were Monday night. Duh. You said Broncos, all right?
Yeah, Broncos.
All right. So there you have it. That is our picks of the week. That is a wrap of the show. You have anything to add this week?
No, I think this is the week the rookies break out.
Yep, I think
Genty might have a good game for the Raiders. I don't think the Raiders are going to win, but Genty might take another step this week.
For once, he hasn't looked promising. I mean, I brought it up on my Tuesday show with my brother-in-law, Steven. Like, did we get hosed again at 101 in Dynasty Leagues? Like,
I wish they'd let him go back to his normal stance in college.
Yeah, I think it's more of the offensive line than anything else. The
line's not good. But
the O-line looks rough, and they can't block anyone.
But even if the O-line's bad, they're not even trying to work him in the passing game. That's weird. Like, at least give him a little dump route. Like, just let him see what he can do in open space, and they're not even doing that for the guy.
Yeah. Actually, I was just looking that up. Dylan Lobby was there in two-minute offense. That's concerning for a, what, 6 overall draft pick in the real draft? Why is he not in on passing downs? I mean, I understand Dylan Lobby is a pass-catching specialist, but when he was blocking or staying inside blocking, he looked like crap. He had, what, 3 pressures on the quarterback when he was chipping? He did not look good.
I just understand when you take a run, especially like a running back that high, use him. Like, yep. There's a reason why you took him that high. Don't.
You hear that? Use Bijan every single snap, you know.
That's another. Atlanta, why don't you just run the heck out of Bijan? Like, he should be getting 15, 20 carries a game in like 5 pass attempts. Like, the whole. Yep. He should be run like McCaffrey.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they don't do it. And then they wonder why they lost. It's like. Yeah. I don't know what to tell you guys. You got Drake London, Bijan, Pitts, and you guys got blown out of the water last week. I don't know what to tell them.
Yeah, I have no idea. I mean, when you get shut out against the Panthers, and the Panthers haven't looked pretty all season, and I thought Atlanta had a really good opportunity to win this division. Now, I mean, I think it's just Buccaneers, but still, like, it's still early, but they're scaring me now.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. And a lot of this, I'm like, I don't know if it's a coaching. I don't know what it is on some of these teams or what exactly is going on.
Yeah, it's like week one was a regression of what we're used to seeing for touchdowns. Week two is just madness, 40-point games all over the board. So it was touchdown galore.
Last week was block kicks galore.
Last week, I think we had, what, six or seven defense or special teams touchdowns in 1 week? That's ridiculous. Like,
there hasn't been a lot of big, oh, my God, games by players, like stat lines, like 15 catches, 180 yards, like those type of games where you're like, oh, my God, there just really hasn't been.
The only I was going to say the only one is Jonathan Taylor. He's
had some games.
167, and then ETN first week, but ETN's regressing. I think by the end of the year, he's overtaken by Rashad.
Like the Raiders, what are you doing with Bowers? Like, I don't know what you guys are doing. It was just not even a Genty thing. It's a whole team thing.
To me, Bowers is still not right with that knee injury. He should not be even out there, to be honest. Week one, he looked like a stud, and then he injured his knee in the fourth quarter, and they took him out. Last 2 weeks, he's not looked right. So maybe he's still dealing with the injury, but nonetheless, we'll see. But anyways, good luck in your week four matchups. Remember, we do have two Monday night games and an overseas game on Sunday. So set your lineups early Saturday night before you go out to the bars or go out have a couple of cocktails. Make sure you check your lineups. And follow us on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. I will be on Player Profiler Now Plus channel on Tuesday, so be sure to check in for that. Follow myself on Twitter at LouisLewis5. You have anything you need to say, Bill?
Nope. This is my week.
This is your week. Hey, you called it last week with
it's been Caleb a strange Williams. It's been a strange 3 weeks this football season. It really has been kind of bizarre.
Definitely. I mean, injury galore too on top of everything. So
yeah, I mean, who would have thought CeeDee Lamb would miss a bunch of the season trying to be a running back and single-handedly kill every parlay in the US that day.
I know. I've seen a lot of the parlays left it open or actually canceled that injury, but some of them left him open just because I think they're getting there.
Yeah, I think it was because he had a play in the second quarter, I think is what a lot of them were.
Yep, that's probably true. Of the Seattle and Cardinals, it's 17-6, it looks like. Ooh. And Njigba finally got two targets. He's got one catch for 10 yards. Wow.
Yeah, he's only got like 75 more to go now.
And it just ended the third quarter.
Oh, well, he's going to have to catch a bomb now.
Yep. Nonetheless, you guys have fun. We'll see you fantasy heads next week. Till then, peace out.
From the Podfather to you, I deeply appreciate you tuning in. And many ask, what can I do? What can I do to help support the hosts, the research they do, the production costs? Go to playerprofiler.com, Dynasty Deluxe, World Famous Draft Kit, Rankings, DFS Dominator, and of course, Data Analysis. Subscribe to any one of those, and you support all of us and take Player Profiler to the moon.